Hey, what's going on, everyone? Today is April on a Sunday, the 12th, and had a good run this morning. It was awesome to, I was inspired. I had a Zoom call with a friend that I've met recently through the Summit of Greatness, and then more closely through Next Level Training, which is a coaching program we did together. And she inspired me. She said she's going to run a half marathon, but obviously because of what's going on, she's going to do herself, but get a bunch of people doing that in their own time. And then, you know, just share the results with each other. But anyways, so I just got off the phone with a friend of mine who I graduated from this coaching program with. She's amazing. And she inspired me to do another creative visualization exercise. So, I want to teach you all and want you all to practice an exercise with me. So, to give you context, this is an exercise that will help you get and achieve what you want. And you want it to be something that feels real to you. So for instance, I'll walk you through how it would work. So think about a moment in time in the future and relive it as if you're there. So for me, I'm gonna talk about going to Tokyo. So my fiance and I are in Tokyo, and we're overwhelmed by the amount of lights and the colors and the people and the smell of the food and the beautiful texture of the ramen. We're eating at a really nice ramen place, and we're greeted by the owners who have owned this restaurant for over 50 years. And we're just super excited to be there. And, you know, there's lights everywhere. We're right in the middle of Tokyo, and we are holding hands, we're smiling, and the feelings are, you know, warmth and comfort and just gratitude that, you know, we've worked so hard and we got over what a crazy year in 2020. And this is the beginning of 2021. So, you know, we're treating ourselves to some really nice dinners. And this one is especially special because we've been really wanting to try this restaurant for a while, and we were researching a ton of different restaurants. So first, the first step is you talk about like what it is, and then you talk about the audio verbiage. So I would walk through something like this, where I said, "Hey babe, I really appreciate you. I can't wait. I'm so excited to eat this. It's gonna like everyone's food around us looks so good, from the runny egg yolk to the perfectly colored pork buns that's like nice and red, and my mouth is watering just like thinking about it." And she's also excited, like her energy, her excitement, like she's like clapping her hands and she's like yay, and she just looks so beautiful and so precious and just, you know, full of joy and excitement and wonder. So as we anticipate the ramen, they bring out some free appetizers for us because it just happens to be the restaurant's like 50th anniversary of being open. So everyone's excited, and we're all, and we just got done going to the Pokemon Center. Which is this place, you know, we're both really into collecting Pokemon cards. So we just had a good time doing that. So we're just ecstatic to be in Japan. And so the next thing is you talk about like the colors. So the restaurant is a lot of red everywhere, and, you know, it's traditional old school. So the architecture shows a lot of the heritage, and there's just a lot of cherry blossoms around, or cherry blossom trees, and just a lot of flowers. And the architect designer is, you know, did a really good job of developing this neighborhood. So So after you talk about the what, then you talk about the sounds. So I'm hearing noises from all over, like the sizzling of like the Wagyu steak, to the cutting of the sushi and the preparing the food. And you know, you also hear noises like other tourists visiting and some locals as well. But you hear a lot of commotion and people just excited to connect with each other, whether it's friends or family. So the next thing is, like, you talk about the feelings. So I'm super excited. I get to travel with some of my best friends. So we're all having a good time. We're just being with each other's company, and it just feels like amazing. So I'm super excited. I'm stoked for the food to come. And she is looking up, like, what should we order? So we end up picking we asked the waiter, like, hey, what would you recommend based on, you know, we like ramen and we like tonkatsu. So he recommends like the special, which has like these nice red flakes in them. And it just looks like picture perfect. And there's a couple things of seaweeds that just looks very crunchy in the texture. So anyways, the point of me in sharing you this creative visualization is that I've never been to Japan. I've never been, you know, that's one of my goals. And because I'm being very descriptive, so one way you can do it is just like close your eyes and do this, or you can write it down. And then what's even more powerful is when you speak it, it's more likely able to happen because we're manifesting it. So I just want to share with you an exercise. I just read this book called Creative Visualization, and this is an exercise that I found to be very impactful and very powerful as I continue to dive deep into my self-development journey. And yeah, hope you guys enjoyed this. I would love any feedback, and hope you have a great day.